Craig, did you know there's a community in Lorain County celebrating 100 years?
I sure did.
Oh, you did. I did not know that. I did not. I know we've gone through a lot of these bicentennials. Just Elyria last year, 200 years for that. Wellington's that as well. But the community of South Amherst has 100 years under their belt. And to talk about that is the president of the South Amherst Historical Society, Bill Jones. Bill, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me this morning.
So tell us a little bit about, we know Amherst, South Amherst, you got the area there, 100 years. So just after the turn of the century, then it was incorporated. What's the story behind that?
Okay, yes. South Amherst is going to be celebrating their centennial year this year. January 29th of 1918, South Amherst had incorporated and was a fully functioning village with an administration elected. So that's what we're celebrating is the administration being elected in a full-functioning incorporated village as of January 29th, 1918. So we're going to have a little dance to celebrate that the 27th of January.
Bill, before it was South Amherst, what was that area called?
Well, it's always been generally South Amherst. Surprisingly enough, though, the first Amherst post office was in South Amherst. And it has been various names, Amherst Post Office, and it's generally been called South Amherst for quite some time. But officially, it attained the name when it became incorporated.
When did the Historical Society around South Amherst form and come together to kind of look at its legacy?
Well, we're actually a pretty new society. It was January of 2016, three people first met. January 7th of 2017, we had a incorporated historical society. So actually, the Historical Society's birth date, or one-year anniversary, was January 7th of 2018.
Now, were you one of those three people, I could assume?
Yes, I was one of the three that met that cold January night, and fortunately, one of the other persons is still with us, and we have grown a little bit bigger since then, but it started out on a January, and we were incorporated on a January, and we're celebrating on a January. January seems to be our month.
What is it about the history that got you involved?
You know, I've always just been very, very interested in history ever since I was a young child. And then once I got to where I investigated some of my genealogy, and it got me researching more into deeper into the research I got, I realized that South Amherst had a great history that needed to be told. And, I wanted to do that. It's just I had such great enthusiasm, and there was other people there that had it, and we've come together.
Bill, I saw in the Chronicle-Telegram several weeks ago a picture of the Powers Homestead,
yes,
built by Dr. H.W. Peters back in 1895. Tell us about this gentleman. This is a massive home with like a turret on the second and third stories. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, there was a misprint. It wasn't built by Peters. It was the Powers Homestead. Dr. Powers had moved into South Amherst and moved his practice there around 1895. And the house was built as his residence and his office. That was where his doctor's office was also. It is a huge house. It's a great house. The current owner is restoring it, and from what I understand, he's even restored the kitchen to almost the original cabinet work.
We're talking today with Bill Jones, president of the South Amherst Historical Society. You mentioned you've got a dance coming up here in January on the 27th. What's expected to take place at that?
Yes, we have a dance coming up the 27th of January. We're going to have a band there. The doors are going to open at 6. The band will start at 7, play to 11. We're going to have a display board of historical significant things that have taken place in the last 100 years. We're going to have food. We're going to have pizza and salad and some other things for people to eat. We're going to give them a beverage. We're going to have a cake. We're going to have a numbers of 100, about 5 foot tall, displayed so you can take pictures with it. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be food, beverage, fun. We're going to give out a little souvenir. It's going to be a little surprise what the souvenir is, but a small souvenir. I mean, you can't beat it. For $10, we're not trying to make anything on this. We're just trying to pay for it because South Amherst deserves a little celebration, and we want to give it to them.
And what things may you plan throughout this 2018 for the 100th anniversary?
Well, we have several things that we want to do. We put out a calendar, historical calendar, for this year, and one of our projects is on Facebook. We're publishing an article to go along with the corresponding calendar page for that month. We have the dance coming up in January. We're trying to arrange an interview with a person that is a resident of South Amherst that's turned 100 years old this year. We have a car show we're trying to arrange sometime in June. We plan on placing a historical marker at the South Amherst Town Hall sometime this year. We're currently in talks with the state of Ohio about scheduling that. We'd like to have an ice cream social sometime this year. We're not sure if it's going to be by itself or in conjunction with another event. We're going to try and publish another calendar for 2019 next year, and we plan on entering some floats in the Memorial Day and the Halloween parades.
Now, you really can't talk about South Amherst without mentioning the quarries. I would assume that has kind of a big impact on it being around as it is for as many years and the celebration.
Well, we're not doing anything that would be quarry-centric specifically, but let's face it, they're, South Amherst and the quarries are pretty synonymous. And so quarries were a big part of the community, and they did a lot for the community. But we haven't planned anything specific to the quarries, just the events that we've mentioned so far. But that doesn't mean something will not be planned.
Right. Well, if people want to get the tickets for your event, how do they go about doing that for this dance coming up on the 27th?
Okay, let me give you all the information about us. First of all, you ought to find us on Facebook and like us. We're South Amherst Historical Society. Find us, like us. You can message us through there. Our email is southamhersthistory@gmail.com. And for calendars, tickets, any type of purchases, donations, you can contact our treasurer, Lynn Schmitz, and her phone number is 440-506-0711. Or as I like to remember, 440-50-60-711.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, so is it Amherst, Amherst? Where do we go in this one when we're talking about South Amherst?
Okay, the dance will be at the South Ridge Hall, which is at 110 West Main Street in South Amherst, and it's directly across from the South Amherst Fire Station.
All right. Well, Bill, we appreciate your time this morning, and happy anniversary on your centennial for South Amherst.
Well, thank you very much, and please, anybody and everybody that wishes to, come join us. We want to celebrate, and everybody's invited.
Thanks for your time this morning, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thank you.